Hello and welcome to the Musicians Met podcast. I'm Kane Power. I'd planned to record this podcast later this evening when the farm I'm currently staying on is asleep, but I've decided to do it during the day as that's just where I'm at right now. So apologies if you hear noises and birds or cats or dogs running around being idiots. Although none of those things are really awful now, are they? And for those of you watching on YouTube, thank you very much. And I've left the curtains open behind me, even though it's a light source, but you can see outside, so it's nice. Anyway, before we begin, I want to make sure you've all picked up your copy of the Musicians Map ebook. You can get it at musiciansmap.org, and you can now get it on Amazon. Or if you're more audiobook inclined, then the audiobook version is available on the Musicians Map site and on Audible. It's not one of these tiny ebooks that you get with a few fancy graphics and empty promises. The Musicians Map book is an in-depth resource about many aspects of learning music and the music industry. It's real-life, experienced-based advice and will definitely be useful to you no matter what stage you're at or what your goals are. Also, I've opened applications for my one-on-one artist development sessions, so if you're struggling or lost or just want to get some clarity and direction, and the Musicians Map book isn't enough, head to musiciansmap.org/development to fill out an application form for a session with me. They're intense and enlightening and will give you a whole new focus. Outside of the sessions, when I'm talking to people via email or on Reddit or Quora, I can't count how many times I've heard questions like, how do I promote my music? How do I get my music out there? What's the best way to get listeners? How do I grow my audience? How do I make my music viral? How do I get on a playlist? You get the point. These questions all stem from the desire to spread our music, gain attention, and build a career. They're totally normal, and I've asked them myself many times in the past. But at the root of these questions is a problem everyone who's asking them is overlooking, and that no one's willing to change. So, this week, I want to address the problem that plagues independent musicians and is the main reason why your music isn't being heard by as many people as you would like. It's why promotion is hard and why your music isn't spreading. It's the lack of a loyal following. As always, I believe that honesty is the best policy and that we learn through shared experience. It's what the whole of Musicians Map is based on. So, to set the scene, I'm going to share a story that many of you will be familiar with and that it might be similar to what you're going through or what you've been through. And hopefully, if this sounds new to you, then this podcast will prevent you from experiencing it. Many years ago, my wife and I moved to London to pursue music. We were only engaged at that point, but that's another story. Anyway, apart from some extended family living in the Midlands of England, we knew no one in the country or city. No friends, no friends of friends, no family. Shortly after moving, we formed a band with the two of us and a revolving door of bassists. We were writing piano-driven progressive music, eventually rehearsing two times a week and gigging almost on a weekly basis. We truly believed that this band had what it takes to be something really special, and we put everything we had into it. All our time, energy, and money, we sacrificed everything, recording and touring off our own backs, really putting in the hard yards, and eventually burning ourselves out. After about 5 years, we hadn't achieved the kind of success we were looking for to sustain the band, and we stopped writing and performing. We lost our energy, and the main reason was that we couldn't reach the kind of audience we needed to in order to keep our motivation up and really make a go of it. But here's the kicker, and if you've not really been listening until now, maybe thinking that this will never happen to you because you're somehow different, now is the time to listen. We were offered a deal with a label, which we eventually declined, and their main advice to us was that in order to progress to where we wanted to be, we needed to find our niche, cement our scene, and build our inner circle. We knew these were wise words, but they were hard to implement, and we essentially took no notice of them. We knew we didn't fit in the scene, but we couldn't see where we did fit. We didn't know how to create our own niche, and we thought we already had our inner circle, so we kept on the same path and eventually burned ourselves out, lost motivation, and gave up on making music as that band. We had this advice handed to us on a plate, and we didn't take it seriously, and we suffered for it. I've seen the same story repeated over and over again with almost every independent band and independent musician on the planet, so seriously, don't think you're the exception. I want you all to imagine a small dot on a piece of paper, or if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see the diagram I'm about to explain. So, you are the dot. That's you, right in the middle of a blank page, all alone. Now, imagine a circle around the dot, close to the dot, still small, but fully enclosing it. That's your inner circle. Now imagine a larger circle around the inner circle. This is your fan base. Now imagine a final circle around your fan base that touches the edge of the page. That final circle is the rest of the world. What I want you to get from this diagram, or visualization of a diagram, is that in order to build the kind of career you want, in order to spread your music to the world, you need to build your following from the ground up, locally. Your music starts with you and spreads to your inner circle, who create your fan base, who then spread your music to the world. To help succeed with this idea, we need to talk about a few important aspects to building a following, and I'm going to go over them right now. First, your inner circle. Your inner circle are your biggest fans. These people come to your shows and love and support you. And these are the people who are going to be most active in spreading your music. Your inner circle starts with your family and friends. A huge problem that we faced in our band in London was that we had no family or friends around us who loved our music. No one we could depend on to come to our shows or tell their friends about our band. Here's a hard truth straight from the Musician's Map ebook, which, by the way, is available on the Musician's Map website and Amazon or Audible if you prefer audiobooks. But anyway, your music will never be successful before your inner circle love what you're doing. Just think about that for a second. Your music will never be successful before your inner circle love what you're doing. I don't mean your mum has to love your music. Not everyone's mum loves thrashcore, but the people around you, your biggest supporters and your friends, need to truly identify with it and love it and become super fans in order to spread it. Because once they're on board, they will spread it. People inherently want to tell others about their favorite bands to show how refined and current their music taste is. How many times have you shared a song or a band you really love? It makes you feel good, right? I've written more than 50 published reviews and articles about bands and artists I love. I post about them on social media. I talk about music with people at parties, at dinner, on this podcast. If I identify with a band or artist and really love their music, I'm going to be telling everyone I know about them. So, for more about sharing and recommendations while we're on the topic, make sure to check out episode 9 of this podcast, the one previous to this episode. There's a goldmine of information there about that. So back to inner circles. You share your music with your inner circle. Your inner circle tells their respective inner circles, who then become your fan base. And your fan base are who will spread your music to the world, as we said. So get your friends and family excited and involved, get everyone on board, and watch your inner circle and your fan base grow. But what if they don't want to come on board? What if they don't like what you're doing? Well, you need to find out why. Either your music isn't very good and you need to practice more and work harder, I'm sorry, or they're the wrong audience for your music. But hear this, if your friends aren't the right audience for your music, then who is? Either you better find those people and make friends with them quick, or make music your friends like. Now, I'm not saying you should only write music to please people. I'm an advocate for artistic expression and often write music just for myself. But without getting into integrity, as that's another podcast entirely, if you want people to listen and your music to spread, It has to be something that other people want to hear. Okay, anyway, so on to the next point. Find a scene. A scene is a local community of bands and their audience, generally centered around a specific genre of music. For example, in my hometown growing up, I was involved in the hardcore scene, the punk scene, and the metal scene. But we also had fairly strong indie scene and a hip-hop scene. It might be easy for you. You might be strictly a folk singer and you already know where you fit. You might have grown up in a scene. Your friends might be in a scene. If that's the case, then brilliant. If you don't know where you fit, which is becoming more and more common these days, if you describe your sound with three or more genres and adjectives, something like post-apocalyptic, political, folk grunge with a death metal influence, then you're going to have a more difficult time finding a scene. That description actually sounds awesome. New band idea. You heard it here first, so don't steal it. Unless you want to join it, in which case, send me an email, kane@musiciansmap.org, and suggest our band name. Anyway, scenes. Look around your city or town for other people that like the same sort of music you do. If there's no one, if you live in a small town or in the country, for example, then you'll need to seek out your scene in the nearest big city. The most important thing is that you do find one and become a part of it. A scene is almost a ready-made fan base. You still need to be good to be successful, obviously, but your scene is full of people ready and willing to hear your music and support you. Not only does it mean you have a willing audience, but you make connections with other bands in the scene, bands that put on shows together, bands that become touring partners, bands that share equipment, and bands that become your friends. I've known terrible bands that become the biggest act in their local scene just because they were around longer than everyone else. The people in the scene became their friends, buy their albums, and go to their shows. New bands, new to the scene, ask them to headline their shows, and everyone supports each other because everyone identifies with the common ideals, trends, aspects, and music of that scene. This is another reason why my London band I talked about before wasn't as successful as we would have liked. We just couldn't find a scene. Piano-driven progressive pop with metal and post-rock influences just doesn't fit easily anywhere. We were playing shows with indie bands and metal bands and cabaret bands, trying to create our own scene from scratch, even in a city as big as London. What made this even more difficult is the fact that we didn't know our niche. So the next essential part of building your following is finding a niche. Right. Niche can be tricky as it takes some self-reflection, but it's so important, honestly. Let's say you're in a rock band. Cool. Releasing music under the rock genre is not only extremely general, but you're throwing your music into the same pool as bands like the Foo Fighters, Green Day, Muse, Pearl Jam, as well as every other rock band on the planet. Here's an analogy for you, and I'm really proud of this because I just came up with it today, so be gentle. I want you to imagine the world is an ocean, and 90% of the fish in the ocean are the mainstream music audience who like genres like rock, pop, and R&B. You're a fisherman or fisherwoman. Most fishermen cast a line and hook from the shore, hoping to get a few bites, but aren't often very successful, and they're probably just doing it for fun anyway. Fishermen who take fishing more seriously get a boat, and they go further out to sea, where there are more fish, and they might catch a fish or two. The Foo Fighters are the giant commercial fishing trawler, depleting fish stocks all over the world, leaving a few scraps for the fishermen on boats, but not enough for them to make a living. But that doesn't affect a select group of successful fishermen. The successful, independent fisherman knows where to fish at what time of day. They know the type of fishing rod they need, and they know the best kind of bait to use. They fish in the spots the Foo Fighters fishing trawler can't reach, and they catch the remaining 10% of fish in the ocean, which is more than enough to make a living from. These fishermen have found their niche, and they use it to their advantage. They don't bother trying to fish the wider ocean until they've become so successful that their niche becomes too small and they can upgrade to a bigger boat. So most people who like rock are going to be satisfied with the new Foo Fighters release. Why would they bother listening to your band? Because your band offers something the Foo Fighters can't offer. You're unique. You have your own influences, your own style, and your own story that an audience can identify with and relate to on a personal level. So as soon as this podcast is finished, or do it right now if you have the facility, but as soon as you have time, start brainstorming. I want you to make one of those cluster diagrams or cloud diagrams and put you in the middle and start writing down everything that makes you who you are. I'm talking about things like your nationality, your age, your sex, your race, your political views, your religious views. Then list the things you care about, your interests, things like fashion, tattoos, TV shows, books, hiking, dogs, pizza, travel, swimming, motorbikes, craft beer, you get the idea. The combination of all these things you've written down is what makes you unique. Once you've got your brainstorm, it's time to highlight the things that are most important to you. The things that stand out and make you different. Things you're really passionate about. You could end up with something like Icelandic gender equality, fashion, tacos, and motorbikes. Now, on a separate piece of paper, you need to analyze your music. What do you write about? What influences you? What motivates you? What genre are you aiming for? How do you want others to think of you? Combine all of these things, both pieces of paper, into a kind of mission statement or avatar, outlining who your particular brand of rock might appeal to. For example, Volcanic Rock, that's your band's name, by the way, writes politically influenced modern cinematic rock about tacos and we all ride motorbikes. What you'll find after writing this down is that your music might not only appeal to people who like rock music, but people who are politically aware, fashion conscious, follow food trends, and are drawn to something slightly dangerous. You've begun to find your niche. In this instance, it's worth taking a closer look at genre. I think this is a whole different conversation, but a good way to start to define your genre is by looking at your main influences, looking at the history of your parent genre, rock in this case, and finding where your sound fits into the grand scheme. So if your main influences are Queens of the Stone Age, The Strokes, and The White Stripes, you might be leaning towards garage rock and rock and roll. If you love Black Sabbath, Faith No More, and Deftones, maybe you're leaning towards heavy rock or hard rock. Use those additional genre identifiers to describe your music and define your fan base. I've got a great one for you as the band of the week, so hold on till the end for that. So once you have a fair idea of the type of people that make up your niche, start seeking them out. Get involved and target them with your music. Where do other politically conscious people that like music hang out? Do they have any events you could play at? Any motorbike conventions that need a band? Fashion shows? Taco festivals? Think about where to find these sorts of people online. Make friends and share with them. They'll be much more likely to connect with you and your music than they will be with the Foo Fighters. So look, if you can put in a bit of work, start to define your inner circle, become involved in your scene, and find ways to target your niche, you really will start to see results. These three groups essentially are the same sort of people. They will be the most receptive audience for your music, and they will become your following. Not only that, but because they identify with what you're doing, because they can relate to you, they will feel invested in your music and feel a part of your success. They will become loyal, fanatical, and they will be the people who will spread your music to the world. So, thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you found something worthwhile in the podcast or perhaps gained some perspective on your situation. Make sure to actually get out the pen and paper and follow through with the exercise. It really does make a difference and gives you something physical and tangible to bounce ideas off of and refer to. If you have any questions or comments or just want to say hello, I love hearing from you. So please get in touch via the Musicians Map Facebook group or email me at kane@musiciansmap.org. Kane is K-A-N-E. The band of the week this week is Bodyhound. Bodyhound are a progressive, instrumental math band from Sheffield in England. How niche is that? I'm pretty sure they're gearing up for a new album, but their current album, Rhombus Now, is actually incredible. You can find them at bodyhound.bandcamp.com and facebook.com/bodyhound. This podcast and my site, musiciansmap.org, is dedicated to sharing knowledge and advice about music and the music industry. It's all about honesty and positive progress. My experience is yours to learn from. There are no hidden meanings, ambiguous statements, or industry secrets, just people helping each other to achieve results. Much of my experience, advice, and information is condensed into both ebook and audiobook form, both of which are available on the site, as well as Amazon and Audible, respectively. In the book, I discuss every aspect of learning music from listening and learning an instrument to recording, gigging, touring, and making money as a musician. For those of you wanting to get serious or looking for more immediate results, I offer one-on-one development sessions and song critiques. These are intensely focused super sessions designed to provide clarity and purpose to achieving your goals. I've also got a ton of free stuff, including a free 5-step challenge, free cheat sheets and checklists of all kinds, articles and videos, so head to musiciansmap.org to take advantage of all the resources on offer. Make sure to get in touch with your comments and suggestions and let me know what challenges you are facing at the moment over at the Musicians Map Facebook group. I always respond. Thanks for listening and stay positive. And as a little bonus, for those of you who have survived until the end of the podcast of just me talking without any guests, I have a quote from you from Kurt Vonnegut, one of my favorite authors, and I've just seen it today on the subreddit, We Are The Music Makers, so shout out to people who are browsing there. Here's what Kurt says. Go into the arts. I'm not kidding. The arts are not a way to make a living. They are a very human way of making life more bearable. Practicing an art, no matter how well or badly, is a way to make your soul grow, for heaven's sake. Sing in the shower, dance to the radio, tell stories, write a poem to a friend, even a lousy poem, do it as well as you possibly can. You will get an enormous reward. You will have created something. How beautiful is that?